Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on episode number 1336 of the Weekday Podcast. And today, I want us to have a little follow-up from yesterday's teaching at Sugar Hill Church. If you missed that, make sure that you catch up with that at sugarhill.church. You can always watch it on our YouTube channel or on our Facebook page, but make sure that you catch up because we're in this series entitled Overwhelmed. Every human I know is in some degree of being overwhelmed. In week one, we encourage you to settle your relationship with God as a step one. We all need a relationship that is right with God, and the very first way to start is to call on His name. The psalmist writes in Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2, "From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help." Now, those words right there, five words, "I call for your help," is such a powerful consideration, especially when you put the two words ahead of that, "O Lord," into perspective, which is there is one place to turn when we find ourselves anxiety-riddled, depressed, frustrated, overwhelmed. And that is to recognize we are not God and we need to leave to Him that which we cannot control in our humanity. So from the depths of despair, the psalmist, who clearly is overwhelmed here, he says, "Lord, I recognize that you own the world, that you really are in control of me as well. And the only place that I can turn to for serious help is I call on you for your help." And then he says, "Hear my cry, pay attention to my prayer." There's a big clue as to the overwhelmed status to the author of Psalm 130. Somebody has said that the best prayer comes from a strong inward necessity. In easy, simple, prosperous times of life, meaningful prayer is often the first casualty, and yet it needs to be the most significant thing that we do. When we're being tossed around by the storms of life, we really know how to reach out. We must know how to reach out to the throne of grace in fervent, insistent prayer. But it's the story of humanity, is it not? Created in perfection, but chose sin and selfishness. God has promised life and chosen the path for each of us to experience His goodness and His blessing. But we simply choose to have life on our own terms and choose the opposite of God's character, God's will, and God's way. And as a result, we find ourselves tossed in the emotional tornadoes of being, well, overwhelmed. I am often amazed at the depths of sorrow and suffering that can be endured by the human spirit. The psalmist is in one of those dark troughs of overwhelm, and there's no way to look but up. And so his call goes winging up from out of the depths to the throne of God. He pleads that his thin, solitary voice might be heard, that the Lord will grant him an audience. And the plea is, of course, answered. Always. If you're looking for great news in the middle of a season of being overwhelmed, here's the great news. God doesn't keep office hours. Doesn't matter what your overwhelm may have come from. Psalm 130 opens in the depths of gloom, but it closes with a vibrant call to trust in God, from whom there is no problem too big, no dilemma too complex, no relationship too far gone. Well, having celebrated Valentine's Day yesterday, many of you that are listening today might still be struggling in the overwhelming vortex of the relational storms of life. As a reminder to the lessons that we learn in Psalm 30, remember, God doesn't keep office hours. He is ready here, right now, not only waiting on you to bring Him your overwhelm, but longing for you to bring it all to Him. CFCL, call, forgive, count, and love. My friend, call on God, forgive, count on Him, and love, knowing that's what He offers and that's what we extend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I cannot wait for us to unpack the rest of CFCL this week.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.